Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for the adoration. Thank you for, you know, I know you put me on a pedestal. I know how you worship me, and I thank you for it, but it's completely deserved. And I get this all the time, so thank you for all that. Another person that you can put on a pedestal is our good buddy Ivan Meisner. Ivan is a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without him. He's been with us since the very beginning. And he's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, the world's premier networking entity. And he's the galaxy's guru on networking. And he's my good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be on the show.
It's good to have you back. His new book is called, at least the new one that I know about, is called The 29% Solution. Is that the last one?
That's the last one.
All right. It's outstanding, ladies and gentlemen, and I encourage you to check it out. And he's written dozens of others. I have them in my building, but I didn't bring them to the studio because it hurts me to carry all of them. Ivan, you've come up with a wonderful list of things here. Folks, if you want to make sure that you totally bomb as a networker, if you want to make sure that you totally do a face plant on the ski slopes of networking, if you want to make sure that you do a belly flop in the pool of meeting people, do these top 10 things, right, Ivan?
That's absolutely right. I wanted to have a little fun with, the top 10 ways to waste your time in a networking group.
Well, see, I actually want to parse your words just a little bit.
Okay.
The top 10 ways to waste everybody else's time when you're networking, and really tick them all off at you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll not only waste your time, you'll waste the time of the people that you're trying to network
people
with.
People love it so much when you do that, don't they?
They do.
It just endears you so much to them when you waste their time.
That's true. You know, it's the value of somebody's time in a good networking group is substantial, because especially groups that are meeting several times a month. In BNI, the group I started, they're meeting every month. So if you calculate the time you spend each month and the business value of your time, you are wasting a lot of money if you're not making use of the groups that you're participating in.
Right. And you got to know, I mean, if there's one thing Ivan has taught us over the years, ladies and gentlemen, is you got to learn the discipline of being a networker, being an effective networker. Which one of the things, Ivan, to me is important, is learning how to get to the point.
Yes.
If you have a story to tell, tell it quickly.
Yes.
Don't drag it on. If you got a point to make, make the point. Don't drag it on. People appreciate that, don't they?
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. And on that note, I should probably start hitting those.
Let's get those. Okay, folks. Now we're not ready for the drum roll yet. The number 10 thing to do to make sure that you waste your time as a networker, Ivan.
Go ahead, air your grievances among your fellow networkers and guests. After all, they really want to hear about your complaints.
they love it. They love the drama queen thing, don't they?
You know, sometimes people complain as though it were an Olympic event.
and they're looking around to see who's holding up the nines and tens. Right?
Oh, that's right. That they really are. And you're going, what do these people think? You know, all they do is whine about life, about business, about everything.
Number nine. This is the number nine thing to do if you want to waste your time and everybody else's at a networking event.
Wing it in your 60-second presentations. You've got plenty more chances anyway.
Yeah, don't practice.
Yeah,
don't prepare.
Practice. Don't prepare at all. Just come on in, and, you know, while somebody else is speaking, you could be preparing your presentation in your head.
Right. Now, folks, I hope as you hear Ivan explain all these things, I hope that you're feeling a little queasy, maybe a little, the sweat's popping out of your forehead, you're feeling a little bit of a tingle, because you're saying, oh, my goodness, I might have done that. So now you know what not to do.
You know, I think all of us, myself included, have done a few of the things that are on this list, and that's why we kind of chuckle as we hear it. At least I hope we're chuckling as we hear it.
Oh yeah.
But the key is, are you doing most of these things, and are you doing them consistently? Because if you are, you're doing it wrong.
Well, you know, here's the thing. One of the best ways to learn about what not to do is to notice your reaction when you see other people doing these things.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's why we came up with this, is we watched, you know, networking groups for so many years. I've run BNI now for almost 25 years. And we just see how these people do these things and sometimes are oblivious to the impact.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've seen this. I played golf earlier in the week with a guy that was trying to network with a guy who was a senior in his company.
Yeah.
He was blowing it.
Yeah.
He was being such a he was trying to impress this guy so much, he unimpressed everybody. It was unbelievable. I wish I could have videotaped it. You could have used it in BNI. Quick break, stay with me. 20 till right after these messages. We got more of the things you don't want to do if you want to be a great networker from the guy who knows all about it. Ivan Meisner. Here are the Stones to take us out. Little Eric Clapton bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something there for you. Everything on everything under the small business sun, including my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, my brain trust members like our good friend Ivan Meisner, who's with us right now. They're all there. Hundreds and hundreds of those, over about 1,500 brain trust members. And then we've got, my blog is there. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you, follow you home with that. We'll follow you home with my newsletter, which we're real proud of. I hope you'll check it out. And you can see a sample there on the website. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ivan Meisner is the founder and the president. I'm sorry, founder and chairman now. They've grown. He's got another president, another guy who's a president. He's chairman of BNI, Business Network International, and we're talking about the top 10 things you want to do if you want to make sure that you completely fall flat as a networker. And we're on number 8, Ivan.
Yes, we are. Number 8. It helps if I pull it up in front of me here. Number 8, use one-to-one meetings to talk about your networking groups, networking groups issues, instead of learning a lot more about each other. In other words, what we're talking about here is that if you really want to be successful at networking, you got to do one-to-one meetings. You got to meet with these people in your networking groups one-to-one to talk about.
So, away from the group networking?
Yeah, because
like,
you can't
like
really get to know people.
Something?
Yeah, you can't really get to know people in a group setting. So,
go to lunch.
If you
want to
really waste your time, what you do is one-to-one meeting of the issue to everybody else, as opposed to learning about each other.
Networking, ladies and gentlemen, is not gossiping.
Yeah, exactly right. By the way, you know, we started using the term one-to-one instead of one-on-one because in the United Kingdom, one-on-one has a completely different connotation. This is one of the fun things about doing a business internationally is you learn what not to say around the world.
Chevrolet found that out when they took the Nova to Mexico, didn't they?
Yeah, no go.
Yeah, Nova in Mexico means in Spanish means no go.
Yeah.
Number seventh reason why things that you don't want to do if you want to be a good networker.
Number 7, focus your efforts on selling your services primarily to the members of the group. Now, that may sound counterintuitive, but the idea with a good networking group is that you're there to train a sales force. You're there to train your referral sources, not close a sale.
You want these people to be your cheerleaders.
Yeah, you want to teach people to refer you, and they may buy your products or services, but that's not really the point of a networking group. The point of a good networking group is to teach them how to refer you to the people that need your products or services.
Here's where I'm gonna stick my commodity rant in here, Ivan. Everything under the sun, ladies and gentlemen, just get over this. You're just going to have to get over this. Everything that you sell, product or service, under the sun, is a commodity in 2009. The only thing that's unique about you and your company is the relationships that you build with people.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
and she might as well just get over it. I mean, you don't have the best television, you don't have the best tires, you don't have the best roofing or dry cleaning, all that, we can get that somewhere else. Well, why would I do business with you? Because of the how I feel about you.
And about the service that you can provide, the support that you can provide, that's something that's different than anybody else if you're doing a good job at it. And it's important to communicate that effectively to your fellow networking associates.
And the only way to get people to feel good about you is if you make them feel good about themselves.
Yep, exactly.
Number six.
The number six of the top 10 ways to waste your time in a networking group is don't rush following up on a member's referral. They know where you are.
Let me tell you something. When anybody ever sent me a referral, they knew that when I pushed the button to hang up on them, I was pushing the other button to call the new person.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the examples of what I think is probably one of the worst referral faux pas is this one. Is where you get a referral and you don't follow up on it. There was a guy in a networking group that I heard about, and I ended up writing an article on this situation where he got a phone call from his fellow networking associate, and he didn't return the call. And the guy called again, and he didn't return the call. And then he saw him at the networking meeting about 3 days later, and he said, "Hey, I called you a couple times. You didn't get back to me." He said, yeah, well, I figured I'd see you here at the meeting." He said, "Yeah, but I had a referral for you."
Right.
And now the guy's going to somebody else because
it was 5 days.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I here's what used to happen to me. I'd call the person that was, who had been referred to, and they say, "Wow, that was fast. I just talked to your buddy." I say, "Hey, man," and you know what I'd say? I try to give good service. They say, "I like that."
Absolutely, absolutely.
You gotta turn it around and have some fun with it a little bit if you want to.
Yeah, nobody ever complains because you got back to them quickly.
No, exactly. Yeah. Number five.
Number five, use other people's 60-second presentation time to think about what referrals you can give that week.
Tell us how that works.
Well, you know, you see, you should be paying attention to what people are saying in their 60-second presentations. In the same way that you're supposed to, you want them to listen to your 60-second presentation, you should be listening to theirs. Mm-hmm. If you're not, then you're not going to learn how to refer those people. And what tends to happen is people kind of zone, if they're doing this wrong, they zone at the meetings thinking about, what they're going to have for lunch or, you know, what referral they could possibly give or,
It's all about something Ivan taught us a long time ago, folks. And you know what I'm going to say because you've heard me say it 1,000 times when Ivan isn't here. And I always tell you, Ivan has taught us givers gain.
Yeah, if you want to get business, you got to be willing to give business to other people.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, very true.
Right?
Yep.
Givers gain, ladies and gentlemen. It's so simple. Givers gain. 10 minutes until the hour 50 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Ivan Meister. We got more to come. We're going to rip through these last ones. They're good ones. It's a lot of fun talking about this. Folks, have fun with it, but don't do these things. Stay with us. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites of all time. This is from the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check it out. It's outstanding. There's not a bad song on the two-album set. Ivan Meisner is with us. There's nothing bad that Ivan does. Everything Ivan does is top shelf. Everything Ivan does is for the greater good. He doesn't not just save givers gain. He lives that life. And thousands of people around the planet are better off because Ivan started BNI 25 years ago. Ivan, thank you for all that you do for so many.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
And give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
BNI.com. We presently have about 5,400 groups in over 40 countries around the world. BNI.com.
You know, the success story. Folks, go back and listen to some of the early interviews that Ivan and I did when he would tell you about the numbers of groups that he had, the members. The growth that you've had over the last few years, Ivan, is just phenomenal. It's a wonderful American entrepreneurial success story, ladies and gentlemen. And I know of no organization that's done as much good for people while they were doing business as BNI, and I hope you're checking it. They can find your books there too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Or Ivan Meisner on Amazon, any of those guys. And then you can find out where there's a group near you too on the website. You can just put their zip code in, Ivan. Is that what they do?
Well, in the new system that we're going to be having later this year, that's exactly right. Now you just look it up by country and then by state.
By state, yeah, okay. Yeah. So check that out, folks. And if they don't have one near you, maybe you can start one. Number four, these are the top reasons why the top 10 ways to waste your time as a networker. Number four.
Why invite your own guests? Just focus on those who show up.
I can explain that.
It works best if you bring in people you know, because when there's a trust level, then the networking is much more effective. So you got to bring in some people who know you and trust you to be effective in a networking group.
Right.
The number three way to waste your time in a networking group, don't worry if you get to the meeting late. No one will notice.
Yeah. There's something about, there are little indicators, aren't there?
Yeah.
There are little things that professionals pick up on. We've all got antenna, don't we? We have antenna that run up for this and that. And one of the antenna that we pick up on are little things like if somebody didn't do exactly what you told them and you were very specific about it.
Right.
Or they were late or something. Those are little indicators. And those are little marks, but they add up to big marks, don't they?
They do, and people do notice. And they do feel that it's unprofessional of people to be showing up late on a consistent basis.
The biggest problem most people have with me is I get there early. What do they do with me? Because I'm there early. I have this thing about
the visitor host in BNI. You'd be the guy who would welcome everyone.
I have this thing about not being where I'm supposed to be. I'm just absolutely a nut about it.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when I'm not. And so anyway, all right, number two.
Number two, be absent. It's no big deal. You can just call in your referrals, right?
folks. And the point is, it's quid pro quo, isn't it?
That's right. Now, listen, Jim, have you ever gotten a haircut over the phone?
No.
It's one of those things where you got to really be there for, right?
I got fired over the phone once, but
no. Well, it's networking is the same. You got to be there if you really want to be effective at networking.
Yeah. Well, and remember, folks. When you're there, part of why you're there, 60%, I'm going to say, of why you're there is to help other people.
Yes.
You can't get a referral while you're there. You can't, a dean can't go off in your head where you say, hey, I know somebody who could help you with that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And here we go, folks. Got a drum roll here. The number one reason how to waste your time in networking groups. Go ahead.
All right. It's okay. Take that phone call or text message during a meeting. It won't bother anyone, and it's a real sign of professionalism that everyone admires.
Phone etiquette is... What are we going to do about this, Ivan?
Oh, I don't know, but it's become huge. The text messaging and phone calls during a networking meeting, unprofessional.
Have you ever had lunch with somebody who had a Bluetooth in their ear? With a little light beeping, at you.
No, I haven't.
I have. And you know what I do?
What?
I tell them to take it off.
Absolutely. Well,
I have actually said, look, I can't sit here with that thing in your ear. Please take it out.
Yeah, it's either me or the phone, one or the other.
I had a guy come to a vendor came to a meeting in my office the other day, and he kept the thing on. And I said, that's got to go if we're going to sit here and do it.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially somebody who wants to sell a product or a service to you. That's just amazing.
I had another person who came to give me a proposal, got up in the middle of a proposal, went outside and took a call.
Wow.
Guess what?
Well, that's amazing to me that a vendor would do that. Now, sometimes I understand it in a networking group because it's like there's all these other opportunities, but we try to teach people these are your potential suppliers and referral sources. You want to treat them better than anybody.
Ivan, thanks for being here. Great stuff today.
Thank you, Jim.
As always, safe travels. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it won't be today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging in with me. I'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.